Everyone in this community has a story. The Public Library's Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and listen to each other's life experiences and set aside some time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the Public Library. In this excerpt, Patty Simpson tells her sister Ikey Roundtree about the time two Russian visitors en route to St. Petersburg, Florida, ended up at her ticket counter instead.
Did I tell you about the Russians?
No, you better tell us that one.
It was around Christmas time, pretty close to Christmas time. Flights were very, very full anyway. And these two people got off the aircraft and everybody kind of cleared out of the terminal. It was our old rinky-dinky little terminal. And anyway, you could tell that they were not Americans. They looked like they were from a foreign country. I don't know how that comes out, but it seems to come out. Anyway, I looked at their tickets, and I could see that they were not in the right place. But according to the tickets, they did, I'm trying to think, they came, I'm sure they came out of Moscow, and they went to big city in Denmark, what is it?
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen. And from there they went to New York City, and from there their tickets read Seattle, Washington, and then Petersburg. Not St. Petersburg, just Petersburg, AK. So anyway, you know, they couldn't speak English, they didn't know where they were. They were absolutely just petrified, and they both came off the aircraft, and they had one little dinky hand carry. I mean, it wasn't even as big as most of us carry as a purse, and that's all they were allowed to take out of Russia. So I knew that Deborah Volsky was working at the DOT, and he was from Russia, either Russia or the Ukraine, I'm not sure. Anyway, he could speak the language, so we went and got him, and he said, well, he couldn't quit work, you know, and go speak with these people. He had a job to take care of, and we says, well, you're gonna help us out here because we don't know how to speak Russian, and they're just scared to death. So we went and talked to the head of the DOT, which was Harry Merriam, and he was a real doll, and so he let Deborah Volsky off, and he spoke to him and told him what had happened, and they wanted to take him downtown and go to the Chamber Commerce meeting because it was Chamber that afternoon, or Rotary, excuse me. Anyway, they absolutely would not leave the terminal building. And so they brought up smoked salmon and sandwiches and some fruit and coffee and gave him a real nice lunch, and they were very thrilled. And anyway, Tom Gustafson got on the horn and called Seattle. They got him seats on the jet that afternoon to Seattle, and then from Seattle to Jacksonville, and from Jacksonville into St. Petersburg, Florida. So they got where they were going. On the visas that they had, it said that they were not to travel outside of a 50-mile radius, which would have been St. Petersburg, Florida. So I don't know how they got to Petersburg, Alaska. We still don't know how they did that. Anyway, it was pretty darn interesting. And she gave me a little hand-painted egg, which I still have and I really treasure. And I know Tom got something, too, as a little gift. And I thought in that little dinky hand carry that she had, she still had enough room that there was a little gift in there for us because we had helped them.
Today, so it would have been easier for him to fly from Russia to Anchorage and continue on to St. Petersburg, Florida. That would have been less flying, probably.
I guess so.
I wonder what their reaction was when they didn't see any palm trees.
They were very worried when they landed in Wrangell and they saw snow and no palm trees. Anyway,
they probably thought they were in Russia again, someplace.
Probably, I don't know, but anyway, they
maybe Siberia.
Yeah, yeah, maybe they thinking to Siberia. Anyway, that was one of the strangest things that
I had happened when I worked up there.
The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the public library to learn more or call Julie Hersey at 772-3967. You can also access the entire interview and others at the Listening Project blog at listeningprojectpsg.wordpress.com.